This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Dallas at
97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's talk for a second here about Alice in Winterland. You guys, it's just about sold out. There's barely 100 tickets left. You need to go to RadioAlice.com. Get in. Please come to our party. Yeah. We want you over there. Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. So Friday night, Friday the 13th, like that's the best night. Ah, it's going to be great. It stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. And the tickets are on sale now, but you can win a pair by taking this code word, FEEL, F-E-E-L. Take the word FEEL and text it to our contest line, 20357. Do that and you're in the running. You could get yourself a pair of tickets for the show. This hour's code word is FEEL. 20357 is where to text that. Alice in Winterland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Sponsored by Macy's. If you don't win the tickets this time, think about going to RadioAlice.com. Just really want you to be there. We have FOMO about you not coming.
Right.
We don't want to miss out on how fun you are. It's Friday, so not only is the new music out, but the new movies are out as well. Yeah. Venom, The Last Dance. People do love them, these superhero adjacent movies. I mean, does he count as a superhero? Is he a, is
he's
he
a superhero,
bad,
but I think that
guy
for me,
guy or...
I like it because they're filmed right here often. I don't know if this one stayed in town, but they've been here.
I'm Venom. Not seeing the setting. You know, Keeley from Ted Lasso is in this one. Her name's Ooh. Juno Temple. She's the, she was Jamie Tott's girlfriend.
No, I know who it is. Really? Okay.
She's so great.
She's great in that role. I don't know anything
else
she's done.
Well, in this one, she's a scientist studying the alien symbiotes.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Venom was filmed in Las Vegas and London.
Oh, London this time.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if, because she's a Brit, I wonder if they, you know, she's
sense.
Over there. And actually, Chiwetel Ejiofor, he leads the assault team tracking these aliens, I guess. Isn't he also a British guy?
Who?
Chiwetel. It's C-H-I-W-E-T-E-L.
He's British, yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But on my nerd sites, if you like the first two Venoms, you'll love this movie.
Oh, this is the one?
Yeah. And if you don't like Venom movies, you won't like this one.
Well, if you don't like Venom movies, then you probably haven't watched them all. My guess is you probably have to have watched the first. Like, I don't really have any idea who this Venom guy is. He seems like the anti-Spider-Man
to me. You've
never
watched them?
No.
Oh,
are you saying
so
I should?
Oh, they're so good. they're funny, they're gross, they're all, you like The Boys, you would like Venom.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That is how you get me to watch something.
Oh, there you go.
You know, John and I are looking for something to watch. We love to watch a good movie. I don't know if he's watched the Venom movies. Maybe he has, but I don't know.
The 2018 movie Venom takes place in San Francisco, California, as well as other locations around the world. But interesting that they've moved it.
Well, I guess they go wherever the action is. Wherever this guy's got to go, Venom needs to save the world or something.
Started out as a newspaper writer for here in this city.
Yeah, I mean, it was the first one's all San Francisco. Uh-huh. Second one's San Francisco too, but like a lot of it is just up in the neighborhoods, like, you know, the Tenderloin
See the street corners and yeah, go, absolutely. I know that spot.
Yeah. That's why it's another reason they're enjoyable to watch, because you're like, oh, I know. Hey,
that's fun.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that homeless guy sleeping there.
I know that guy. Gave him a buck this morning. Venom, The Last Dance is what they're calling this. So these are PG-13 though. So are they like for kids kind of? This one's PG-13 anyway, I should say. I don't know what the other two are.
I mean, they're not for kids. I mean, they're just, yeah, they're fun. They're fun. Real fun.
Tom Hardy returns as Venom for the third and supposedly final movie in the trilogy. This one has them on the run from the government and a new alien threat after all the chaos from the previous movies catches up to them. So it does sound like I need to go back to square one. Juno Temple, Keeley from Ted Lasso, plays a scientist studying the alien symbiotes. I don't know why they have to put symbiotes in there. Is that even how you say it? And Chiwetel Ejiofor leads the assault team, tracking them at Andy Serkis. He was the guy who put on the suit that made him able to be Gollum.
And then
I think he also played Caesar in the...
He's become the expert go-to...
He's in the Planet of the Apes movies, too.
But then now he's starting to get cast, even though he's not in a suit. Like, he was in Black Panther as the guy who was selling... He was like the arms trader or something. And you'll see him, like, playing a human... So he's just himself. And he's in this too. It says here he's the film's mysterious big bad, the creator of the symbiotes.
If you've been on movie sets for as long as he has, then he knows what's what.
I wonder too if there's ever, I have never seen this, but I've never really looked for it either. I love the Gollum character and I thought he was good in Planet of the Apes. I think he's Caesar. I'm not positive. But I wonder if there must be tons of footage of him just in the tracking suit and acting, doing the acting, making the thing move. And probably people are like, yeah, he'd be fine without that suit. Like he's
pulling it.
Let's put him in.
Juno Temple was amazing in the last season of Fargo with John Hamm.
Yeah.
Tracy, Santa Rosa, Odyssey.
Hey, Tracy, are those standalone seasons? Because I don't want to have to go back to the beginning. Are they?
Yeah, they're all... Excellent. Every one of them.
I love her.
She's great in it, too. She plays an American in it.
How does she do with the accent?
Oh, she's great. She's a great actress, and she's so good looking.
Wow, great actress.
Why don't you want to watch more seasons? Like, isn't that a good thing to have more show to watch than less?
I started the first season. Can't remember who was in that first. Was it Billy Bob?
It was Billy Bob Thornton.
And I fell off it.
It's one of the ones with Tom Hanks' kid, too.
Colin Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I just
watched it.
I didn't know if they were standalone seasons like American Horror Story. You can pick out any one of them, or if they were all. If you needed to watch them all,
there's a couple seasons connected, but for the most part, they're standalone. The one season with Chris Rock is really good.
Oh,
yeah, it's really yeah.
I didn't even know Chris Rock did one.
Yeah,
there's another movie out tonight. It's called Conclave. This, if you're into this stuff, yay. This does not seem like something I would be all that into. It's Ralph Fiennes as a cardinal investigating dark secrets at the Vatican after the Pope dies suddenly and his character is assigned to run the conclave to elect the next Pope. They're calling it a mystery thriller full of political intrigue. Stanley Tucci and John Lithgow are two of the main candidates scheming for the throne. Isabella Rossellini's in this. She's an overly perceptive Vatican housekeeper.
You know, I really like those Dan Brown books that sort of centered around this type of, well, one of them particularly, it sounds like it's taken right out of that book.
Right.
I liked it.
Yeah, so you might like this. It's only rated PG. I mean, it's, so it sounds like there's not, you know, a bunch of gore or anything. But a mystery thriller, that sounds fun. Conclave is the name of it. On your television this weekend, you've mentioned it a couple times, the World Series starts tonight, and there's another game tomorrow. I don't think there is one on Sunday, though, but that's, you know, Sunday's for football anyway.
Duh.
On Apple TV, there is the series premiere of Before starts today, and this is Billy Crystal as a child psychologist. We talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago. It's like he was like, I want to do a serious role. And apparently he's a child psychiatrist who forms a haunting connection with a troubled young boy after the death of his wife. And it did look serious, and it's a series. So I don't know. It also says psychological thriller. So I give him a chance in a serious role.
I'm trying to think like you said that very specifically, like it's so he wanted to do a serious role. And I'm trying to think, hasn't he? He's been in a million things. Do we only know him in comedies?
I don't really think. I can't think of anything where he's not in a comedy. But, I mean, probably.
Well, when Harry Met Sally is a comedy, but not.
Yeah, that's definitely a comedy, though. That's like
but it's
a
not
romantic
City
comedy.
Slickers.
No, it's not slapstick, right. You know, I wonder if this is just the first time. Also, this is a TV series. Like, other than, was he the guy from Soap?
Yes, I think that was his breakout role, right. He was a gay man on TV.
Like in the 70s
first time that like had been portrayed.
A regular gay character on
a
regular show.
Right.
Maybe it was the 80s, I don't know. Anyway, the new show of his is called Before. It's on Apple TV Plus. I feel that the programming that Apple TV is producing on their own is absolutely excellent. Now, maybe they're not producing this themselves and they just buy it from other places and some production house has done it and sells it to Apple TV. But Severance, The Morning Show, Ted Lasso, Shrinking, and maybe this one Before. Like, it makes me want to take a chance on it because I'm like, I really liked some stuff that Apple TV Plus has got on there.
I like him. And I liked him with Robin a lot, so I don't know that I'll have time to watch it, but I definitely like Billy Crystal.
Quick quiz, yes. What year was Soap?
1980, I'll say.
75.
Very good, 1977.
No.
Kind of close, almost there.
Well, we bracketed that. Today on Netflix, something called Don't Move. It's a thriller that stars Kelsey Asbell from Yellowstone. And Finn Wittrock, who I think is a regular on American Horror Story. Mm. So Don't Move is a thriller about a woman trying to escape a serial killer after he injects her with a slow-acting paralytic. So Don't Move really sort of correlates to her having only so much time before she can't get herself out of this situation. Which seems very torturous. It's a movie. And by the way, everything that I've mentioned so far has a trailer up at the Sarah & Vinny Facebook page. Today on Max, whatever that is, the streaming premiere of Trap, which is that M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong thriller about the serial killer Josh Hartnett trying to escape a trap that the cops set at a concert he's attending with his teen daughter. We talked about this a few weeks ago. It was in theaters for a minute, and now it's streaming on Max. Let's see. Seth Meyers, Dead Man Walking, this weekend on HBO. It's a stand-up special, and 49ers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. So that would be 5 o'clock our time on NBC. All right, there's that. In other things I put up on the Sarah & Vinny Facebook page, Angelina Jolie, we just were talking about her the other day saying, when's the last time she did a movie? No, she's like a...
Well, it would be Kung Fu Panda 4.
Well, she's got a brand new movie coming out in about a month.
Okay.
November 27th, and then it'll be on Netflix on December 11th. And it's, you know, this is a lady who can, she's got all the money she needs, and she's like, this seems like an interesting role to me. I'm going to do this one. Angelina Jolie is playing opera singer Maria Callas in some emotional new movie.
Callas?
She's an opera singer who I don't know a lot about
But
opera.
You know
Don't
that name.
I absolutely
okay,
know that
I have
name.
No idea. I was just kidding. But I like, wow. All right.
So it's a biopic. And mm-hmm. It's from the same guy who did Jackie and Spencer, which was the Princess Diana played by Kristen Stewart, and Natalie Portman, who played Jacqueline Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Jackie O. So this is like his latest biopic. So I put the trailer for this up. It's not coming out until November 27th. And it is on Netflix, it looks like. But this renowned soprano's vocal range famously spanned three octaves, which made her an international star. She died in Paris in 1977 of a heart attack at age 53. So this is like her final days. Angelina Jolie is 49, so playing a 53-year-old. And it looks fun. I watched the trailer and I thought, that actually looks like something that's interesting to watch. Not fun like, oh, ha-ha, what a rockin' good ride, and then the lady dies. More like, good costumes, kind of looked up my alley a little bit. Even
died in her 50s of a heart attack,
yeah,
though. This is a woman with means. What was her health situation?
Well, she was a recluse at the end, evidently. And she lost her voice due to some other illness.
Oh, that's terrible.
And she withdrew from public life and lived alone and didn't see anybody.
Oh.
Well, the trailer itself is... I don't know. It definitely piqued my interest. I thought, I might press go on that.
Right.
Press play. So the trailer for that is up. And I just wanted to quickly follow this up. Earlier this week, we talked about Cardi B going crazy because her house got swatted. Like, Child Protective Services was called. And in the middle of the night, all these people showed up at her house because someone had said her kids are getting beaten.
I assumed it was the ex, but I guess she didn't think that because she...
She was saying, that guy's going to come and kill you. So she... put up a video that people were like, okay, the real question here is, why are you in the hospital? Like, there she is in the hospital, just seems so weak and tired, and she's mad about this thing that's happening, and you can't blame her. She's dropped out of one music fest. She was headlining this, and she's saying emergency medical issue forces cancellation, but she's not saying anything more than that. So that was supposed to be happening this weekend, that she was one of the headliners. And she's dealing with this health issue. She posted up. She's the headliner. Earth, Wind & Fire, Nelly, Fantasia, Method Man, and Redman. This is a long list.
But no idea what's wrong with her.
It's in Atlanta. No, she's not saying. She's saying a medical emergency. And right after she was yelling online at the people who had swatted her house, she made this cancellation.
Well, she is certainly someone who has in the past used surgery to enhance herself.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what that could be?
Right. Well, she's saying medical emergency. I guess I'll give her the benefit of the doubt, but I'm kind of with you. Like, who knows what it is? And I'll end with this. This is just funny. Drake. That guy celebrated his 38th birthday by having dinner with his parents and then ditching them to make it rain at the local strip club. And I will say that is what Drake should do, because honestly, at 38, when my kids are 38, I'm going to be like, well, it's 7:30. Maybe you should run along to the strip club or whatever it is you're going to do. Rockstar son. Thanks for having dinner with us. We'll see you next time.
Mm.
And by the way, we're ready for a new mansion. We've grown tired of this one, Drake, my dear.
I hope all your dreams come true.
Mm. Me too. Thanks. Okay, what's coming up in the news?
Kids in cursive and more after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There you go. You can see those guys live. The tickets are almost gone for Alice in Winterland. Go to RadioAlice.com. Let's get those things going. I also want to talk about Disneyland really quickly. Celebrate the holidays with a chance to win a vacation for four. Listen to us in the afternoon today. These are your last chances, 3, 4, 5, and 6 p.m. for your shot at a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets. And you could win the grand prize, a four-pack of three-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines, and a two-night stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fall Into 5K A Day. All this week, Fall Into 5K A Day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. People keep saying, how do I sign up? You don't have to listen.
You do need to sign up for the app, though. You get the app, and then you just make an account.
All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for a chance to win $5,000.
I would love to win $5,000.
Mm-hmm. This story kind of escaped me, and I'm just sort of working my way through it. Apparently, there have been some food poisonings. Mm. You heard about this?
It's in like 15 states or something, right? It's like a...
At McDonald's locations.
Oh, I haven't heard about this one.
We're learning about the deadly E. coli at Deadly.
So people have died.
One person has died. The deadly E. coli outbreak connected to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. Isn't that your go-to?
If I ate at McDonald's, I would get a Quarter Pounder.
McDonald's says onions from Taylor Farms.
Oh, luckily I would always order mine without onions. No thanks.
Taylor Farms is here.
Oh.
Taylor Farms in Salinas.
That's not good news.
I actually had them in Tracy, but they're saying Salinas. Are they Tracy? Salinas? I don't know. Anyway, McDonald's says onions from Taylor Farms in Salinas are the source of the E. coli food poisoning that sickened 49 people in 10 states. One person has died. Federal investigators believe the raw sliced onions are to blame for the deadly outbreak.
Jeez.
They've got locations.
Of all things.
In both Salinas and Tracy.
There you
go. Are Salinas and Tracy close together?
I didn't think so.
No.
I thought Salinas was kind of coastal, no?
Yeah, Salinas is near me.
Salinas is down and coastal.
South of me.
And Tracy is to the east.
Okay. Anyway, they're saying Quarter Pounders are linked to 49 cases of E. coli food poisoning. Often, I took a food handler's course because I worked at a smoothie shop when I was in college. You know, everyone has to do that if you're going to do any kind of food service. But you find out that often a headache or a tummy ache isn't put together with the food you ate. You just feel it. You live it. You
deal with it.
There's a lot of things that come out of
bad food handling.
Right. McDonald's pulled the quarter pounder burgers off the menu at 20% of its stores in the U.S.
Wow.
And now other fast food restaurants, including Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC, and Burger King, are pulling onions from their menus because I guess they're getting them from the same supplier. Taylor Farms in Salinas sent onions to a facility.
Big distribution places where they're probably even pre-sliced up for them, right?
They've recalled peeled, whole, and diced yellow onions for potential E. coli contamination. But I just was like, I hadn't even heard about this. And there it is.
Right, I'm not from sure this area. Was the same. It kind of feels like it has to have been the same story, but I definitely heard a clip of it on, although it might not be. There's always outbreaks. I heard it on KCBS.
Go Sarah when you order your quarter pounder and just get it without onions.
No onions, no cheese. Quarter pounder, no onions, no cheese.
What?
I want the big burger. I don't want all their yucky, gross cheese and their disgusting onions on there. No thanks.
That is crazy talk.
I don't want that.
It really is.
You know, lately, I haven't had one of those in years. If I'm going to go to McDonald's, like if you're on the road or whatever, I get that spicy fried chicken thing that they've got there, the McChicken sandwich, whatever it is. So good. Love
you
it.
You know what people talk about a lot? And my little brother, for no reason, my littlest brother, Nicholas, for no reason, has never eaten beef in his entire life, ever. And his go-to at McDonald's was the Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, I love the Filet-O-Fish.
And I've heard people with like actual food hand, like backgrounds, like chefs and stuff say, oh, that's the thing you get at McDonald's. And I never had one. Have you?
Yes, 1,000 times. I love you? The Filet-O-Fish.
It's been many, many, many years. But I do remember liking them quite a bit.
Yeah. The Filet-O-Fish. Yeah, yeah, I've heard many people say
the tartar. The tartar sauce.
The tartar sauce.
It's very good.
It's really good. Hold the cheese, please. I don't want cheese on my fish.
You're like an animal. No cheese? It's crazy.
Am I? Is that what I'm like?
Would you not put cheese on a tuna fish sandwich?
No. Here's my problem with cheese. McDonald's cheese. It's not really cheese. It's like a fake, gross, garbagey tasting thing. I don't want that on my food. But at home, yeah, I'll do a tuna melt with my own cheese that I've purchased. McDonald's cheese is horrible.
All right.
Mm. It's just weird.
It's not weird.
Kids think these random things mean you're officially old.
Let's hear what the kids have to say. I can't wait. Thanks, kids. Thank you, children.
You still put a CD in your car stereo?
No, I don't do that.
That makes you old. You still play stuff on your TV with a VHS tape?
Nobody does these things.
Or a DVD?
Do people do that?
People do this. You know what's funny? I'm telling you, this is something that an old boss of mine had to pull me aside and say, listen, I know you're up on tech. I know you've got a couple bucks. I'm like, I don't got any couple bucks. What are you talking about? He's like, well, whatever the case may be, people around here barely even have cable, much less all of the different services that everyone's linked up to now. He's like,
was this in Eugene?
It was. He was like, not everybody is watching.
No, you got to be relatable.
These little shows you watch. And I was like, okay, I hear that. What do I know? Right. What are your priorities? I don't know. They may have 3 kids. Sure. I had a dog and a little TV service.
Right.
I lived alone. Of course I wanted to watch a little TV. Teacher got called old because she told her students, I saw Shrek in the movie theater.
I saw it in the movie theater.
You did?
Yeah. When did that come out, please? What year did Shrek come out? Because I'm actually wondering if I saw that with my kids.
2001.
Oh, no. They were too young.
This one has gotten us all recently, and now it's just become the running joke. You were born in the 1900s?
Mm. I actually used to think, because Riley was born in 1999, and I thought, that'll be cool for him. Like it'll be, he was born and as we get further into this century, but now it's just going to make him seem extra old, yep. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, I can't believe he's that old.
I know, right?
A woman got called old because she has a Hotmail address.
Oh, John still has a Hotmail address.
Or Yahoo or any of the others.
If you have it and it continues to work for you and you've given it to everyone, you hold on to it. I've had the same email address, you know it, for, I don't know, 30 years.
I just think that's funny. Like, okay, Hotmail, dead giveaway. Put that on your resume. They go,
I know.
What about AOL?
Right, don't have
Nobody's
that. Just get a Google address or whatever.
Anyway, there's a couple of things that the kids will immediately finger you as old. You're old.
Stop fingering me, young people. It's ridiculous. Not that old.
Washington College in Maryland is old.
Oh.
We know this because it's whining about how young people are not being taught cursive and can't read their logo.
Oh.
Washington College recently announced that they're changing their logo, which incorporated George Washington's signature, because these kids these days aren't learning cursive and can't even read it.
Oh, I didn't even think about that you wouldn't be able to read it if you hadn't learned to write it.
The signature
interesting.
In the logo is stylized because it's supposed to be.
Sure.
But it's George, you know, that's like.
It's his actual signature back in the olden days. When the art of writing was a thing that, I mean, that is how everything, we have a lot of documentation about those days through people's elaborately long letters that they would write to each other, missives, because they had nothing else to do. So if you had a quill and some ink, you and a piece of paper, it's amazing.
I bet you, well, I don't know, I can't be sure, but I would bet you if you said to Riley, put your John Hancock on that. Would he go, what are you talking about? Or would he go, I know what you mean, even though you're making really old references for no good reason.
I hope that he would know what that meant. He did take history classes, right?
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
You know, I know I'm super young, but.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what that means, we're not going to explain that to you. That's something you should know.
Google it.
Google it. On the go to a library.
You don't have to look up what he did because nobody really knows that. He's like famous though for this one thing.
I don't know what he did outside of being. He was like, not only am I going to sign this thing, I'm signing it big and in the middle.
Right.
The Declaration of Independence, kids.
John Hancock.
Put your John Hancock on that.
Well, now you just told him.
That's true. I did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hope you know what though? Their attention spans are so small. They definitely are not still listening.
Here's one quick PSA for you.
All right.
Halloween candy wrappers are not flushable. Stop it.
Is that something that we need to be
apparently
warned about?
Cities with wastewater control people are saying, please don't flush that stuff.
Doesn't it seem like they should be flushable? Shouldn't we be making wrappers for things out of paper instead of out of plastic? Like it feels all that plastic is so awful.
What did I read?
Awful.
Let me see if I can find it real quick without making
just
you hold
about,
too long.
About how much plastic we're using in the world?
Most of the plastic ever made, I gotta see if I can find
it. Is still here.
Well, but no, but.
All of it is.
Let me see if I can, here it is.
Okay.
Good job.
They say that.
It's searching.
Most of the plastic, here it is. Half of all the plastics ever made, were made in the past 15 years.
Wow.
That is horrifying.
It's become, look around us.
I know.
Look around you.
I'm holding a plastic pen right now. My headphones are made of plastic. My glasses are plastic. Like everything is plastic.
What is this article? 5 facts that seemingly don't make sense together, except they all made me go, yep, that's creepy. Here's another one. It was only this year that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services banned non-consensual pelvic, breast, prostate, and rectal exams for training and educational purposes on patients under anesthesia.
This year,
they went, you can't practice on people. You can't knock them out and bring in the interns for practice.
Oh my God. I want to barf right now. Ugh.
Here's another one. I didn't even mean to do this, but here we are. The microwave safe label on containers is given to the container if it won't warp or melt in the microwave. That doesn't mean chemicals won't leach into your food when you heat stuff up in there.
You can tell that it does leach in because if you have ever like said, you know, spaghetti with sauce on it, you nuke some of that in plastic and now you can see that it's melded together. Like that
used
mingled.
To be my food prep plan. Like I always put stuff in a big plastic container and then would eat as I went. Might be 3 days I'm eating out of that thing.
Just over and over. Put that back in the microwave.
Well, you know, I'm a poor guy just trying to college time aged.
They say you should never eat anything that was microwaved in plastic.
Well, now we have all glass for anything that we're going to, especially for the kids. Anyway, sorry, I got carried away. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vin, of course Riley knows what show me your John Hancock means. That's okay. And then they say they're a naked family, remember?
We were not a naked family. I want to be clear about that. My family was a naked family growing up, but I didn't do that to my kids.
You're not allowed to ask how old someone is anymore, but Maddie is the young guy on the show. Just take it from us.
Yes, he is. I think he's in his, he's a 19. He's very young.
My mother-in-law has an sbcglobal.net address.
Oh, I know someone who has one of those.
Retro email addresses might be cool at some point. Phil in San Jose.
Okay. They will be. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. I like it.
rural Oregon here.
Rural.
Finn's old Oregon. Boss is right. Lots of people are behind on technology.
Wait on it.
It's just one of those things where you especially if you're from the Bay Area, you just assume everybody's up on everything. And then you get right outside the city and people are like,
what are you talking about, dude? I got to go get on my tractor and
come
farm.
To West Virginia.
Oh,
hardly any internet.
There you go. Gaming?
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
you know it's
boy.
A Maddie game when that's the song. Here
There's
we go.
There's a big old game today. We were talking about social media earlier, so we have a social media quiz for you too.
All right.
As always, ladies go first.
Oh, thanks.
Vinny.
Thank you.
Oh, Vinny's first? Okay.
What year did Instagram launch? Was it 2010 or 2012?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're going to do...
Yeah.
I think you should just let us guess.
I'm going to say 10.
Okay.
I'll say 12.
The correct answer is 10. Score one for Vinny Vincenzo.
Vinny Vincenzo.
All right. Which platform is often considered the first recognizable social media site founded in 1997? Was it Friendster or Six Degrees?
Oh my God, I bet it was Six Degrees. Remember, everyone was doing the Six Degrees of Separation at that point.
I'm going to say Friendster.
The correct answer, Sarah, Six Degrees.
You know what? I never even heard of Six Degrees.
Well, only because of the Six Degrees of Separation, the Kevin Bacon thing.
I don't know.
Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
I never saw it.
I don't remember it being a play. And Friendster, I think, is a thing now. Isn't that like people find friends
on there?
I
was never on Friendster. My first one was MySpace, and then as soon as it moved to Facebook, I followed.
Which early social networking site founded in 2002 was one of the first to allow users to create personal and professional connections? It was referred to as Friendster for grown-ups. Was it LinkedIn or Rise?
Oh, wow. Was LinkedIn that early? I'm going to say it's Rise.
I'm going to say Rise, too.
Yeah, both are correct. Mm-hmm. It is Rise. 2-2.
I'm keeping score.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to worry about that.
Who's winning?
It's
We're
tied.
Ugh.
Who was credited? So we talked about this the other day, the first hashtag. I forgot what it was, but we did talk about this the other day. So who's credited with creating the first hashtag on Twitter in 2007? Was it Jack Dorsey or Chris Messina?
Why do I know the name Jack Dorsey?
I'll tell you why, but then it's going to give stuff away.
Well, they both had the same... They both were founders. So.
Right.
I'll take the Messina guy.
Read the question again.
Who's credited with creating the first hashtag on Twitter in 2007?
I'm going to say Dorsey, and Dorsey's the Twitter guy.
Okay.
It is actually Chris Messina.
Ah, fudge.
Oh, I said Christine. I said him.
All right. What year did Reddit launch, becoming a hub for online communities?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to make you guys guess on this one. I won't give you.
All right. What year did it? I'll say 2013.
12.
It was 2005, so
wow,
that's
man,
a tie that's score there. Let me go to a tiebreaker question here. Which Microsoft-owned social networking site launched in 2004 aimed to compete with MySpace but was shut down in 2008? Your choices are Windows Live Spaces or MSN Friends.
I'm going to say Windows Live Spaces, Bob.
I'll say MSN Friends.
Well, let me just say that I'm very happy to announce this. The winner is...
Victory! El Campeón del Pueblo!
Woo!
Ah!
Congrats, another win.
Who knew? The week started, I had no songs. Now I got three.
Mm-hmm.
What a week.
It's been a good one. That's our old intern, Nick, back with another hit.
Yeah.
My God.
Absolutely love.
One more just for fun.
Campeón del Pueblo rides again.
This is even better than the metal one, I think.
I know. I really like that.
I still like the original.
They're all great. I mean, as we get used to them, because we're very much into them right now, we can rotate them.
We'll beat them to death.
Yes, beat them to death and then just like pull them out whenever Vinny wins. Okay, goodbye. Make sure you listen to Jane. She's got your last chances at Disneyland. And, oh my God, you guys. So she has them every hour today, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Alice in Winterland, it's so close. We're barely at 100 tickets left. You need to, please go to RadioAlice.com and get in on our little party. We really want you to be there.
It's going
to
be fun.
You're a faithful Alice listener. Like, please, come on down. Let's do this. You guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy the World Series. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the weather. It's all going to be good. Maddie, I hope you have a fun time this weekend. Vinny, I hope your wife is feeling better by the end of the weekend.
So do I.
Yes, have a good one. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.